Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Holy crap, look who's on the phone. It's comedian Rob Kelly.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi.
I have something to tell you guys.
Hopefully that you're still doing our comedy night.
Been waiting to hear this.
Me and my wife are getting a divorce. No, I'm kidding.
Do you work for Amazon?
Oh, my God. Great
that
news.
That means it's available, ladies. Go for it. Woo-hoo.
It's what my fans have known all along. What's up? How are we doing?
Rob Kelly's on the show. He's playing our Chaz and AJ Comedy Night Saturday, January 26th, 7:30 show at Vinnie Brand's Stress Factory in Bridgeport. It's funny because I called him.
Yeah.
I left him a very long voicemail message, and then he called back. Left me a voicemail message, and I'm like, oh, he's so excited about this show. Let's play it.
Chaz, what's up, buddy? It's Robert Kelly. I have no idea about this Chaz and AJ comedy night. No one said anything to me about it. So I don't know about it. I have nothing.
That's
I have
good.
No information about
it. That's enough damage there. Thank you.
I
got a text message from somebody. And I thought it was, I was like, oh, that's somebody messed up, whatever. You know what I mean? Somebody messed up on the thing. Cause I would know anytime I've done a bunch of stuff with you guys, and I always know way ahead of time. So then you call, leave that message. I'm like, what show? And then I call my agent. I go, hey, did you not? He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then apparently you talked to Vinny. Vinny was like, yeah, that's a great idea. And then he never passed it on to us.
Whoops.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
so the first time hearing it was from you.
Because how it happened was they said, would you want to do, we do an annual comedy night.
Yeah.
And I was asked, would you like to do it? Vinny Brand's. I said, yeah, sounds like a great place. AJ's been there.
Yep.
Says nothing but good things.
Yep.
They said, who would you like? First name out of my mouth. Didn't even have to think about it. Rob Kelly.
Yep, like a knee-jerk reaction.
And,
it'd be funny if you said somebody else.
Well, we did, but you're on the phone right now.
Well, first I said Nick DiPaolo.
Right, but you're on the phone right now, so.
All right, I'll look again.
Then they came back a few weeks later and said, yeah, we got Rob Kelly, so.
Yes, of course I'm doing
it. Okay, good.
Cool.
Yes.
That's important.
Yes.
Phew.
That'd be funny if I said.
No.
No, I'm going to be there, but no, I'm not doing it.
I bought a ticket.
Yeah.
I'm going to ignore you guys.
So who's performing?
Entirely, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you had to dial down your act since all this craziness? I mean, there's a lot of craziness. And it almost seems like it's open season on comedians.
Well, because comedians are too famous now. You know, back in the day, a comic played The Garden. It was crazy. It was nuts. Even Pryor didn't do The Garden.
Right.
Carlin didn't play The Garden. They played theaters, 3,000 to 5,000 seaters. Eddie Murphy Raw was at the Garden, but it was at the 5,000 seater.
Right. The Felt Forum?
So, yeah, exactly. So it's like this new thing where every, can I say jerk off?
Yeah,
you just did.
Everybody plays the Garden. I mean, Jesus, everybody's at the Garden now as comedians. So it's comedy is just too big where everybody's playing the Garden and doing arena tours. Comics are on G5s with other comics touring the world. It's like, what the fuck?
Then you have comics that aren't even comics. They made a YouTube video.
Yep.
Yeah. The reason why we're under fire is because we are supposed, we're messed up. We're broken toys. We're supposed to be in little hovels talking about stuff. We're supposed to be in these little crevices being truthful and honest on stage about how screwy really things are, so you guys can they talk about safe spaces. The safe space is the comedy club. That's where you go, and a guy like me talks about stuff that you can't talk about at work.
Right.
Yeah, and look at man, let's be honest. This Christianity, remember everybody was Christians and religion and all that back in the day. Now it's politics. It's what side are you on? That's the new religion.
Right.
Right.
Minus the lions.
That's true.
Yeah.
Politics is a religion now. And you pick a side, and you're on it. And now it seems to me like the Democrats or whatever, whoever they are, the far, far left, want to censor the world to their liking. But here's the thing. I'm at the clubs. Majority of people just want to laugh. Majority of people find crazy stuff, offensive stuff funny. God
bless him.
Is there a line? Yeah. And we try to find it. You know, through, if you don't laugh, we know that we went too far. But you can't find that line if you don't try. So, no, I don't have a problem. I talk about what I'm going to talk about. If you don't like it, you can get up and take off.
Yep.
But I've never had that problem.
Rob Kelly's on. Have you ever, you know, with all this going on, worried that you might be offered a part in a sitcom, get the part, and then, you know, Twitter goes bananas, find some old clip of you?
He said this. Oh, yeah. He said that. Oh, my
right.
God.
Look, yeah. I'm just going to say it right now. I did it, and I'm sorry.
Yeah.
There you go. See?
Yeah. Whatever.
Just have a disclaimer.
That's right.
His blanket apology.
Just, sorry, folks. No, I lived one time.
I did it, guys. I've done it. I've did it. Yes, I'm sorry. I'm saying it right now because, yes, if look at...
We have the Oscars for you and Hyman, too.
I'm a comic from Boston from the 90s. Yes, I've done,
yeah.
I've done it.
Do the math, people.
Whatever you can accuse me of, yes, I'm sorry.
Just yes. Blanket
yes.
Yes,
I'm so sorry for everything that I've done because I did it. That's why, like, I look at these people and they're like, oh, they're going back 6, 7 years, 10 years, 15 years and grabbing people, taking away their lives for stuff they did years ago. Now, we're talking about words. I'm not talking about sexual assault or harassment. I'm talking about words or jokes. Mm-hmm. And it's like, look, man, what you could do 100 years ago to 50 years ago to 20 years ago to 10 years ago is different. And we adapt, right?
Yep.
But you can't hold somebody accountable. And if you do, as a society, then we're finished. Comedy's going to have to go underground, real funny comedy. You know what I get a lot, guys?
What's that?
I get, wow, thanks for being edgy. Thanks for being real. Because people are so used to hearing homogenized comedy now. Well, I call it late night comedy, where nobody gets offended. Yes, it's funny. Yes, you'll laugh. But it affects you in no emotional way whatsoever. And I dare you to remember any of the jokes because it didn't affect you.
Right.
You know, I have a joke about funerals and religion. It's like, I just had my uncle died, and it was exactly, you know, it's like, oh, so you? I made you laugh at somebody dying?
Don't we all?
That makes me happy.
Yeah, exactly.
Last time I saw Rob, I laughed so hard. You know, I haven't smoked cigarettes in over 25 years.
Uh-huh.
I found all that black stuff.
Oh, really? The lung butter came out?
I was in pain. I was laughing so freaking hard. Nice. I missed stuff because I was laughing at the last.
Right. Can you do it again? I missed it.
tickets are selling really good. And AJ, is it a big place, medium? What do we got?
It is a big place. It's multi-level. So you got a large lower floor with the stages, and then there's an upper level where you look down, and there's flat screens everywhere, so you won't miss any action.
Oh, good. And tickets are going pretty fast. AJ's opening, and then I don't know if there's a middle.
Mm.
Dude, I'm so excited. I've never seen you, bro.
Oh, thank you. That's going to be good.
That's awesome.
It's going to be fun. Looking forward to it, man.
It's going to be great. It's going to be good to see you do your thing. Yeah, I always like a balcony to let you know if it's not full how really good you're doing in the business.
Well, Rob, we're very excited. Tickets are linked up at ChazandAJInTheMorning.com. They're going fast, so get them now. It's only $20.
Yeah.
You're not going to get a better show. It's January 26th. Vinnie Brand's Stress Factory in Bridgeport.
I'll talk to you soon. I'll see you in a couple weeks. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye.